Oh, I know Alex Andrade is jamming on his phone as he's listening to this. We always try to give people the music that they'll enjoy, and I know Alex, much like Senator Marco Rubio, likes their old school rap. Alex Andrade, he's our state representative for District 2. That is the southern half of Escambia County and the waterfront areas of Santa Rosa County. Alex, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. And yes, I was appreciative of the going back to the old school rap this morning. That was nice. Thank you.
You bet. Always. So you had two national news-making bills this week in committee. In both cases, you survived, although I think in one case you had a little bit more spittle on you from from the upset constituents around the state. House Bill 999 was the one that's going to reform higher education and basically put it in line with laws that the legislature passed last year about, you know, racial identity and gender studies and tenure and a bunch of other things, right?
Yeah. And we that was presented on if memory serves me now, it's been a long week. Monday.
It was Monday, yeah, long week, right?
And then Tuesday I presented the defamation bill.
Yeah, that one. You know, it's interesting. I listened to that, and I was kind of surprised. I was not surprised that you got such vehement reaction on HB 999. That's of course no surprise. I was surprised you didn't get more pushback on HB 991, the bill that would seek to change some of the ways we handle defamation in the state of Florida. But you gave a really interesting comment in that hearing, because people were saying, well, won't journalists be afraid to publish because of the changed standards on anonymous sources? And you said something that you had talked to a bunch of journalists, and what did they say to you?
That the circumstances that would trigger certain types of like liability under this bill at all, they've never engaged in the actions that would fall under those circumstances. They all refuse to ever say that they'd even consider relying on a single source before publishing a statement of fact.
This is not you going out and canvassing journalists. This is when they found out about this bill, and a lot of media corporations have taken a stance against this bill because they're worried about what it would do to their ability to report from anonymous sourcing at all. And they called you and asked, right? I mean, how many journalists called you to ask? I'm just curious. I assume it's a bunch.
No, countless. If you just Google HB 991, you'll see an endless number of articles from, you know, every news outlet in the country and internationally talking about it. I think the biggest issue though with the defamation bill is people keep misconstruing and misunderstanding that calling someone a name is not defamation. And I keep trying to differentiate for folks the differences between statements of opinion and statements that would constitute defamation. And I think if more folks kind of understood that actual difference, the debate on this bill would be different.
Yeah, and I loved the explanation that you very persistently and clearly and had to repeatedly give to the non-lawyers, which is fair. Non-lawyers don't always understand these things. On the committee was, look, it has to be false. You know, it has to be false. That's one thing. So truth is always a defense, as anybody who knows defamation law knows. But also, if you're going to write a story based on an anonymous source, if that's all you do and it's false and defamatory, that's a problem. But if you go and seek corroboration, a second source, if you do due diligence in order to try to confirm it, then it would no longer fall afoul of this statute. So basically, a journalist has to go to print with a false defamatory statement from a single anonymous source in order to run afoul of what you're trying to make law, right?
Yes. And I'm working, you know, right now with, you know, the lawyers in the Florida House on maybe even, you know, tightening that language up to make it just like hit you upside the head, explicit, just so obvious that that's what this language says. Sometimes when you're a lawyer and you kind of have a comfort level with a chapter in Florida law,
sure,
you think about it in a different way. For the liability for newspapers, well, throughout this, you know, debate on this bill, I know that, you know, Chapter 770 has certain kind of like safe harbors for news publications. Like, and we also require 5 days notice by a potential plaintiff to a publication before they can file suit. And we provide a safe harbor for news publications where if they do a true, fair, and full retraction and the plaintiff still wants to file a lawsuit, if they've done a true, a fair and full retraction of the defamatory statement, that plaintiff is limited only to their actual damages. They won't get emotional damages. They won't get punitive damages. They won't get statutorily inferred damages, like if our bill passes, but only actual damages. And as we've discussed, it's impossible to prove those in a defamation case.
Well, and that's what I thought was useful about the hearing is a bill that in the headlines read in Los Angeles sounds like the end of the world on some subject. When you go and actually read the bill and listen to the debate and hear the bill sponsor, in this case you, whether it's 999 or 991 or a bunch of other things, you find out, oh, you know, oh, there's more to this that makes sense than we had originally thought. We're talking to Alex Andrade, our state representative for District 2. Alex, we learned this week from Senate President Kathleen Pasadomo that there is no bill, companion bill in the Senate for the reducing of the gun purchase age from 21 to 18. She has no intent to take it up. No members have brought the bill forward, and she wouldn't quite say it was dead, but she basically implied that that was the case. Are you disappointed that the Senate won't bring up this companion bill?
Andrew, it is still early in session.
I love that optimism.
There's no room right now for any discussions on any bill being dead, except for maybe that blogger bill, because when you have the governor come out and a leader in one of the two chambers come out on the same day and say they hate that bill and want it to die, that's the only bill I would say is dead.
Okay. All right.
That bill that would require bloggers to register and do some like political campaign finance reporting. That's the only one I would say is dead. Everything else is still very much in play.
Okay. And by the way, that was a terrible bill. I mean, genuinely terrible bill. Sort of the what were you thinking kind of bill. Yesterday, the big news was that the House voted for the school voucher expansion, the one that would, unless something has changed, my concern about this has been expanding it to every student who goes to a private school, regardless of income thresholds or quality of schools in their district. And that's the way the final bill read, right?
Yeah. There's going to be some silver linings. I think, especially folks in Northwest Florida, I don't want to kind of like tip my hat too much, but I think school districts in Northwest Florida are going to be very, very excited at how we approach providing these vouchers, to students. I think it can be truly like a win-win for public school districts and for families who want to pursue these vouchers. And so I am very excited to kind of show that and walk folks through that as we present the budget next week and the week after.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And just one last quick thing, something that actually started with residents, more so in Joel Rudman's district, but also, I mean, you cover part of Santa Rosa County, and the bill to allow for recall, a vote on the ballot to change the Constitution to allow for recall of county commissioners for cause, much like the charter counties have right now, that would make it so all the counties have this capability. That and a couple of other interesting reforms still working their way through, but I don't think any of your committees have yet heard the recall commissioner vote, but still kind of cool to see a bill that local citizens start here in the area and get all the way up. The Recall Florida movement kind of started in Santa Rosa County, gets into the state house, and it looks like it might be on its way towards a vote, right?
Yeah, no, I think it's moving through committee. I think Joel's got two bills that I think I've seen him present, two or three. So, no, he's doing great. He's working his tail off.
Yeah, he actually made the joke about that. This wasn't actually my first presentation, which I thought was adorable. It was kind of cute to see that. You know, your first year in session, it's always a big, steep learning curve. Well, Alex Andrade, by the way, are you wearing green today? I can't see you. You're wearing green today?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
Well, pinch yourself for me. I would pinch you if you were in
I haven't put a tie on yet.
It's the one case in which battery is legal in America. Alex Andrade, he's our state representative for District 2 in the State House. Alex, thanks for all you do for us, keeping us informed and making the drive back and forth all the time to go to Tallahassee. I appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.